Tomorrow is Yom HaZikaron, so today I want to talk about yard sites in Halacha. What's the appropriate thing to do on a yard site? There seems to be some confusion because the Rama writes that it's a mitzvah l'is'anos, Yom Shemesba Avima, that a person is supposed to fast on the day that parents, on the anniversary of the day that parents died, and yet we find that when you look around, most people they have a siyum and a su'uda, yartzeit su'uda, a tikkun and shul and a su'uda with the family, and it's usually, it doesn't involve very much fasting, yet the Rama says you're supposed to fast. Let's go through some of the halachas of what you're supposed to do, and minhagim of a yartzeit. The Rama writes in Yardei, Tav Beis, if you beis, that a person is supposed to fast. Why? So apparently because it's a shas hadin for the child. Minchas Yitzchak, Chayuvav, Sim Kuflam and Hei, says that that's why people give tikkun, so that people can say l'chayim to the person, that it's dafka to use schnapps, so someone will say l'chaim, make a l'chaim over schnapps, and when he says l'chaim, it's a bracha, because on a day where the midas hadin is out against you, so you dafka want the extra bracha of a l'chaim. I saw in the art scroll, Hilchos Aveilus book, on page 422, footnote 90, it tells the story of Rav Lazar of Kamarna, that the tzaddik Rav Tzvi of Zedichev Zatzal once forgot the yard site of his mother. She came to him in a dream and told him, my son, I forgive you for the Kaddish, I forgive you for the Mishnayis, you know, I forgive you for forgetting everything, but that you didn't give tikkun to revive the spirits of Israel, that I can't forgive you for. So he was terrified and immediately instructed his chasidim to learn Mishnayis, and he didn't say Kaddish, but he gave out tikkun. And apparently tikkun, he thought, so that's a very big chasidish thing. You gotta have tikkun with the l'chaim, but that's not really about you participating. That's not a stira to the Ramah's fasting. That's for everyone else to say l'chaim to you, to the person who is commemorating the yard site. What if the yard site is an Erev Shabbos? The Rama writes, if the tainus falls in Erev Shabbos, it has the same din as every other tainus in Erev Shabbos. You're not fully mashlim the tainus. You got to look in Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Mem Tes for all of the details of that. What if it's on a day that we don't say Tachnun? So the Rama writes that if it's a day that's in Om Tachnun, then you don't fast on the yard site. If it's a day that you don't say Tachnun, Pischei Tshuva Sivkan Hei adds that an Avi Ben, a Moel, a Sandik at a Bris Mila also wouldn't fast for a yard site. If there's a Sudas Mitzvah to be had, like a Kohen at a Pidyon HaBen, so Pischei Tshuva is a long discussion about this, that maybe it would be mutter for him to eat, or maybe it's better to get a different Kohen so that he wouldn't have to eat. Meaning the post can take this very seriously, the fasting of a yard site. What if it's during Sheva Brachos? Pischei Tshuva writes in the name of the Prima Gadim, in the name of the Tshuva Svar Moshe, that a Chasson should not fast for a yard site during the Sheva Brachos. But typically speaking, when there's no other excuse, one is supposed to fast on a yard site. So considering that a person is supposed to fast on a yard site, and it seems that way in all the poskim, why is it that so many people don't fast anymore? So the Bira Gra in Yardei, Sim Shinayin Vav, Sivkat Zayin, refers to a Gemara at the beginning of the third parak of Shavuos, which speaks of a person who swears to fast, Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. So that implies it says Bira Gra, that's the source for fasting on the yard site. Guy says, I'm going to fast like Kayadua, the Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, which implies that the Yom Shemes Bo Aviv is the day that he actually does fast. But the Gemara says maybe that Gemara is not a real riot, because maybe that Gemara is only referring to the day of the actual death and not the anniversary of the day of the death. Maybe it's not talking about a yard site. Maybe it's talking about just the day that he dies. So again, maybe the source isn't so airtight that there's a source in Shas for it. But still, the Rama says it. So why do so many people not fast on a yard site? So the Chut HaMeshulash, which is the Hanhagas of the family of Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer, the Gemara is an expression from Pasuk, Chut HaMeshulash, when you have three generations of tzaddikim, it's not easily going to be undone. That's something that's very steadfast. It's going to stay strong for a long time. So there's a sefer Chudah Meshulash with the Anhagos of the whole family. So the Chassam Sofer's wife, it says in Chudah Meshulash that the Chassam Sofer's wife, Rabbi Kiveger's daughter, told her children not to fast on her yard site, and the Chassam Sofer said that they should obey her request, that it was an appropriate request to make not to fast on the yard site, and the Chassam Sofer, who was one of the children, made a siyum every year on that day, but ate only milchiks. He made a siyum on the day of the yard site, but he would only eat milchiks at the siyum. Similarly, so he made it a sudas mitzvah, which was the matir to eat. So these aren't two separate minhagim, making a siyum and eating and ignoring the fasting. It's only because of the siyum that he felt that he had enough of a matzah to eat, and even so, he wouldn't eat basar v'yayin, he would only have milchiks. Similarly, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked that the children learn Torah all day in his yard site instead of fasting. He thought it was more important they should have the koach to learn Torah properly rather than to fast. In the Mishmar Shalom, in the name of the Chesed Avram, says not to fast because we're too weak in our generation, and instead to give tzedakah, and which we often do instead of fasting, like when people drop tefillin. So really the original minhag was to fast. So what do we do instead? We give a substantial amount to tzedakah because we're much more queasy about fasting nowadays. Okay, so that's in terms of fasting. What lighting a yardside candle is something that's quoted by all the poskim, Magen Avraham and Archaim, and Reish Samachal, Sivkat Levav, quotes in the name of Marshal, that you light it and let it burn without extinguishing it. You let it just burn out, even if it burns past the day of the yardside. And if the yardside is Shabbos, and if you got to light it before Shabbos, and it's still Ben HaShemashos, Magen Avraham even goes so far as to say you could ask a guy to light it for you Ben HaShemashos, because it's considered enough of a tzorech to light a yardside candle. In Hadras Kodesh and Yechavadas, they both say that you can use an electric light for a yardside candle, but Rav Menashe Klein and Mishnah Lachos Chelkei Semenayim quotes the Tribina Rav not to use an electric light because it only counts as a ner if it has a kli and a wick and oil, and an electric light does not. If you have a lot of yardsites on a single day, so the Kolbo and Hilchos Avelus says to light multiple candles, but the Ramah says that when it comes to Ramon or Chaim and Hilchos Yom Kippurim and Simen Tov Resh Yud says to only light one candle for many niftarim. Okay, maybe it's different when you're dealing with Yom Kippur than dealing with the yard site. There's also a minute the Kava Yashar Simen Ayin Aleph says to visit the grave on the yard site. The Ramah writes, however, that on a yard site, one should not go to a major su'udah, to a feast. That ein lechol besuda belel yom shemes bo aveim. And he says laila because that's when it's most common to have a feast, but it means daytime also, right? It's not only at the nighttime. So that's why if you have a wedding, let's say, on a day of a yard site, a person should not, Pischichuva says, that you should not go to the wedding on the day of a yard site. Primogadim says that a suda siyum is okay, which is against the implication of the Ramah. Ramah sounds like all sudas are a problem. Primogadim al suda siyum is okay. But a wedding, absolutely, a person should not go to on the day of a yard site. Learning is also something that's appropriate to do on a yard site. Many have the minhag to learn Mishnayos on the yard site, perhaps based on a Rashi in Yevamos, Kufchav Bezam and Alf, in the name of Chuvas Agonim, that on a yard site of great people, they're Moshivin Yeshiva al Kivram. So it's dafka, an Indian, to learn on the day of a yard site. And what to learn exactly, there are different traditions. The Chuvas Shol Meshev in Chelik Bezam, Kufpe Bez, says that the halachic literature mentions that you're supposed to learn Meseches Chagiga on the yard site. Chasidim have a minhag that they learn the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim, because it has 17 Mishnayos, and that's the gematria of Tov, and the last word of every Mishnah is Tahar in that parak. So different inyanim in that parak. Dafka, the Maisa Oreg says that we have a Mesorah from Eliyahu Hanavi to learn the four Mishnayos in the seventh parak of Mikvaos, whose first letters spell out the word Neshama, because it raises the Neshama to Gan Eden. Whatever it is, the key is to learn. It's a different minhagim of what exactly to learn, but the key is to learn. And there's apparently a deeper Indian of learning Mishnayos Dafka. Now, how is the yardside date determined? So the Ramah writes that Misanin Yom Amisa Velo Yom HaKavura. It's the day of the anniversary of the date of death, not the anniversary of the date of the burial. The Ramah writes certain calendar quirks. What if a person dies in Adar Sheni? Or a person dies in Adar Rishon, and there is an Adar Rishon and Sheni the following year. So when do you observe the yard site? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So the Rambam writes, V'mesu ba'adar v'nisabra ha'shana hi'ikr l'sanos ba'adar Rishon. Afal pishiyesh cholkin, even though there are some that disagree and think Adar Sheni, kachu ikr. The ikr is really to do Adar Rishon. The Shach says that in Or Chaim, the Ramah concludes that yesh machmirin to be misana in both of them, and v'cheinoagin, and that's really the most appropriate thing to do, to fast both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. The Ramah says if a guy dies during a leap year in Adar Beis, so then obviously any leap year you would observe the yard site in Adar Beis. You wouldn't go with Adar Rishon because that's the main Adar. The guy died in Adar Beis, you observe the yard site in Adar Beis. What if you don't know the date of the yard site? With this, we'll close. What if a person doesn't know? Rachmana Litzlan, the Holocaust. How many people lost parents in the Holocaust? They have no idea of the day that the person died. So in Mata Moshe, Chelkei Simen Tavshin, Samach Zayin, and in Mishnah Brura, Simen Tavkuf Samach Chesiv Kut Membeis, and the name of the Marshal says you just pick a date. and observe it. Just pick a date, and you're not going to be able to take the amud over other people who have yard site that day, but you pick a date to fast, and that's going to be the yard site. Let's say if a person doesn't know one's parents' yard sites, the Churashai, a great Hungarian posik, Madura Kami Yardeus and Tavkuf Pehe, says not to observe it on, let's say you don't know one of your parents' yard site, you don't know your father's yard site, but you know your mother's yard site. So you could pick a date for your father, right? So make it easy. Pick your mother's date, right? So, you know, pick your mother's yard site date. He said, no, you can't do that. You have to pick another day. You're not supposed to try to get yourself out of a fast by picking the same day. The Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Pei Gimel, says that if a person doesn't know either parent's yard site, he should also pick two separate days, unless there's reason to believe they died on the same day. If there's reason to believe they died on the same day, then you can pick one day. Chachmas Adam and Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sifir Aleph, says, if you know, let's say, which month they died in, but you don't know what day of the month they died, let's say you know for sure they died in Chodesh Kislev, so just observe the yard site on the last day of Kislev. Why? Because a person has a Cheskas Chayim, and you can assume that they stayed alive up until the last day of that month. It would seem that if you know the year, but you're not sure which day of the year it was, you should assume the same, and assume that it's the last day of the year, as long as you know that it was within that year. If you just don't know anything, though, picking a day doesn't really, picking the last day of the year doesn't mean anything, because what do you mean? Cheskas Chaim, they may have lived into the following year. So it's only when you know a certain time frame that it must have happened in, then you pick the last day of that time frame, because you assume a person has Cheskas Chaim up until that point. So that's a little bit about yard sites.